And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the children's book author Ezra Jack Keats, born Jacob Ezra Katz in New York City in 1916, the third child of Jewish immigrants from Warsaw. Ezra Jack Keats, famous for bringing the streets of New York to life for young readers, one of the first mainstream children's book authors to use urban settings for his stories, and he was the first to feature black children as main characters. Today is Johnny Appleseed Day, when we honor John Chapman, who died around this time in 1845 in Indiana. Born 1774 in Massachusetts, who gathered sacks full of apple seeds from cider mills and then headed for the frontier, planting his seeds and tending the seedlings until settlers arrived on the frontier. A vegetarian who lived frugally, very thin, went barefoot most of the time, wore discarded clothing, and opposed violence of all kinds. It was on this day in 1702 Elizabeth Mallet began publishing the Daily Courant. It was the first daily national newspaper in England. She set up shop on Fleet Street, the main road between the financial district and Parliament, put out a one-page sheet with two columns of text, mostly devoted to foreign news. She pretended to be a man, hiding her sex because she wanted to be taken seriously, and she refused to editorialize. In the very first issue of the Daily Courant, she wrote that the editor would not, quote, take it upon himself to give any comments or conjectures of his own, supposing other people to have sense enough to make reflections for themselves. It's the birthday of Keith Rupert Murdoch, born in Melbourne, Australia, in 1931. His father was a publisher, and upon his father's death, Rupert Murdoch inherited two small, struggling newspapers in Australia, which he revived by cranking up their coverage of sex and scandal, and crime and sports and human interest, with sensational headlines and conservative editorializing. He began to move overseas in 1969, bought two British newspapers, one American, and now is the chief executive of News Corporation, one of the world's biggest media companies, which includes Fox Broadcasting and The Wall Street Journal. Here's a poem for today by June Bysshe entitled Lobster. On first seeing it, I was repelled by the idea of eating something so exotic-looking and sinister, having read Jean-Paul Sartre's line about crustaceans having a dubious consciousness. But I was new in New York, and the young man I had met there tucked my napkin under my chin and handed me a nutcracker for the shell. I was from Minnesota, raised on lakes and brook trout. I, too, was uncooked and formless, like the creatures who take on the shape of their environment. My first taste was delicious, but the third was even better, and by that time I was a real New York girl who wore skinny black dresses and false eyelashes, able to handle myself with any crustacean, dubious consciousness or not. A poem titled Lobster by June Bysshe from Fatherless Woman, published by Cape Cod Literary Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Christine Zakorowalski. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.